We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Nun Tet. We're doing the Shaar Ha'ira, and we're up to the 13th chapter in the description of the different types of awe that one should have. And the Magen Midovna had said in the previous chapter that there's a type of yirah, a type of fear of heaven, that's relevant to specific people, but at all times. And the first type of person that he described in the previous chapter were the exceptionally righteous, where he explained that God is more demanding of them, and so they also have to hold themselves to a higher standard of Yiras Shemayim. Hakata Sheni Misug Hazeh, the second type of person that has to work on being God-fearing on a higher level consistently, is Mi Shezachah Le'Osher Ulchavod Meta Borei Yitbarach. One who merited to have wealth and honor from the Creator, blessed be He. Masha'en mizeh etzel azulat. He has wealth and honor that other people don't have. So God blessed him. Hu ra'uyum chuyav ba'avodah pratit. He is fitting. He is obligated to work individually. Yitera vodevet ala'avodah sha'avad chila. On a greater level than he worked initially. And he has to behave with his wealth with the recognition that he has a greater obligation, and based on his stature, based on the wealth and the position that God gave him, he has greater obligations to fulfill. In accordance with the blessings that God blessed him, in the ways in which it's fitting to do the service of Hashem, to do charity. People think that wealth is a great honor. It is, but it's also a great responsibility. If God gave you this tool called money, then you better know what to do with it. And if one merited the honor of Torah, not the honor of money, but rather the honor because he is in a Torah position, so you shouldn't start flaunting it, God forbid. As the verse says, that the king, even though he should be a big Talmud Chacham, but he is warned not to be haughty. Sometimes a king has to ensure that people respect him in order to fulfill his duties properly. But it all has to be for the sake of heaven. Lichvod Torah, in honor of the Torah. Sometimes a teacher also has to show people, hey, I'm not your friend, I'm not on your level. And he has to be careful that when he does it, it's in order to facilitate teaching the Torah. And so that he can guide them in the ways of serving Hashem, and he could teach them properly. Meaning, if he's in a position of leadership, so then he has the capacity to protest when things are wrong. So then that might be a reason why he has to ensure that they have the respect that's necessary, so that he will help them do what's right. Because in his position, he has to say something. Our sages taught me, if someone has the capacity to protest things that are happening in his city, and he does not protest, so then in heaven they hold him accountable for what the people did. If someone has the capacity to protest something in the whole world, so then he has an accountability to the whole world. Obama could do that. There are people who could protest the whole world. Ahmadinejad certainly gets his voice heard around the world. There are people who could have their voice heard around the world, and they have a responsibility to use that. So a wealthy person, if he does not help the poor, about such a person the verse says, if the poor call against you to God, God considers it a sin. Now, if you don't have that stature, if you're not in this position, if you don't have the wealth or you don't have the honor, so then you don't have that responsibility. The Talmud says that Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, he said to him, your head is in a cool place, but your head's head, meaning the one who's on top of you, meaning me, I'm in deep waters, I'm in trouble. Meaning, if there's a problem, you're the student. You don't have to worry. I have to worry because I should have said something. תחילו, אל תקרא ממקדשי אלא ממקודשי, כי הם מוכנים לפורענות להתאפס בעוון הדור. And the prophet Ezekiel, when he witnesses an angel being sent to the temple, and the angel has a brush, and he paints on people's heads, taf, taf, taf. And taf initially is supposed to mean taf, the letter taf, techaye, will give life. And then God says, no, taf is a sign tamut, they will die. And then Yechezkel sees that he's painting a taf on the heads of the leaders, the pious ones. So he wonders why, what's going on? And he is taught that those pious ones, they were the leaders. And even though they didn't sin, but they could have protested when the people did sin. And if they didn't protest, then they are held accountable. And so the Magen Midovna says, when we speak about the second type of fear of heaven, that's a fear that one has to develop within themselves when they recognize their position. A person can have a position of honor, a person can have a position of Torah, a person can have a position of wealth. When a person has an influential position, he has to be in constant fear and he has to be vigilant to watch, is he fulfilling his responsibilities in that position? Because that position demands of him more than God would demand of another person. And so that's another type of Yiras Shamayim. It's a consistent type of Yiras Shamayim for those who enter these positions.